regrouping. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky, in his nightly address Saturday, saying that the Russian military was obtaining reinforcement for new attacks on eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky stating that Russia's military has suffered heavy losses since the beginning of the invasion, and that Russia must now recruit new people who lack motivation and combat experience. Meanwhile, the U.S. is closely monitoring Russia as it's preparing to commemorate Victory Day.
Next month, the Russians on May 9th are going to mark Victory Day. This commemorates when the Nazis in 1944 signed a surrender agreement. There's a lot of concern from Western intelligence officials that this date could be used by Russian President Putin to launch a wider invasion into this country. Already, you hear a lot in the state media in Moscow about what a special operation looks like from the perspective of Russian forces, but they have stopped short of calling this a full war with Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Actress Angelina Jolie visiting injured children in Lviv, Ukraine, Saturday. President Biden giving a speech at the annual White House Correspondents' Gala Saturday, where he made light of his low approval ratings and took aim at the Republican Party, including former President Trump and members of the press. The gala had been on hiatus for the past 2 years because of the pandemic. A country legend has died. Fox's Molly Line has the report.
Sad news in the world of country music. Singer Naomi Judd has died at the age of 76. Winona and her sister Ashley confirmed their mother's death in a statement saying in part, quote, "We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness."
A funeral was held Saturday for 22-year-old Bishop Evans, the Texas Guardsman who drowned while trying to rescue two migrants in the Rio Grande River. Officials saying the migrants were involved in drug trafficking. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 22-year-old U.S. Marine was killed while fighting with Ukrainian forces.
Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday while working for a military contracting company that sent him to Ukraine. Cancel had recently worked as a corrections officer in Tennessee and previously served in the Marines from 2017 to 2021. Cancel leaves behind his wife and a 7-month-old son.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Law enforcement in California making arrests in retail store thefts. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details from Los Angeles.
California AG Rob Bonta announced that two leaders in a statewide organized retail theft ring that spanned 9 counties were arrested and prosecuted, along with 2 other suspects. Their group is accused of stealing more than $1 million in jewelry from multiple retailers, including JCPenney and Sam's Club stores. This announcement came a day after another suspect was arrested for robbing a man at gunpoint in broad daylight at the upscale Beverly Center, which borders Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, terrifying shoppers.
Some breweries showing their support for Ukraine in a very unique way.
A beer is now on sale called Putin, followed by a Russian expletive. 8 different breweries across Northern Virginia are producing their version of the anti-Putin dry hop golden ale. The recipe originated at Pravda Brewery in Ukraine. One of the places making it here in the U.S. is Ornery Beer Company, owned by Randy Barnett.
They created this worldwide collaboration. It was, hey, here's our beer, here's our label. We want everybody to brew their version of our beer and raise funds for Ukrainian relief.
He says some proceeds from sales will be donated to charities like World Central Kitchen Ukraine and Global Giving Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund. Till NATO, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.